OGN Podcast Matters on Student Growth, Episode 4, with our PTO President and my mom, Kit Bonnard.
Welcome, Oak Grove family, back to Matters on Student Growth. We are on Episode 4, and we are now talking with our PTO President, Ms. Kim Bodnarik. Welcome, Kim.
Hello.
We are so happy to have you on here today. And first question is, you know, you're the PTO President. Well, what in the world is PTO?
Great question, Mr. Blum. So PTO actually stands for Parent-Teacher Organization, and many people have heard that term of what Parent-Teacher Organization is, or PTO. And there's two different types. There's PTO and PTA. And both are parent-teacher groups, and they support schools and students. PTA groups are a little bit different because they pay dues, and they follow a national PTA guideline, where PTO groups are organized by parents and sometimes staff members of the school, and they get to decide their own rules, their own dues, their goals and activities. But at Oak Grove, we have a volunteer group of parents, guardians, and teachers that work together to support and enrich our students.
Okay, so here's a question. It always seems to be about the money. Is it all about the Benjamins?
It's not always about the Benjamins, but those Benjamins do help. So they help on the nonprofit side because we are a nonprofit organization, and they help with supporting our students and our teachers monetarily with classroom supplies that make our teachers and our students successful in the classroom. And for example, like our classroom budget for our teachers is where we schedule, we do have a budget. We schedule for our teachers, each of our certified teachers, to have $100 to spend in the classroom on supplies and stuff for their students and to make their teaching a little bit easier in the classroom. So far, just so we can throw some numbers out there, we budget around $4,000 every year for our certified teachers, and so far we have funded $947. But our specials teachers like yourself, right. Art Davis, our PE instructors, anything that falls under the specials group, they have a little bit of a different budget because you are serving the entire school. So in total on that side, we have funded our specials teachers $2,357. So, and they have a little bit of a larger budget, but that's right. Kind of like those Benjamins help, but yep. We also give back in other ways as well, besides just the Benjamins.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, like you were saying, for some of the specials teachers, the clay that Art Davis uses is expensive.
Yes.
The lyrics, the musical things, the musical scores for Miss Reyes are expensive.
Yes.
Podcasting, while not expensive, was still money that wouldn't necessarily come out of my state budget. So true. I appreciate PTO in helping in that endeavor.
Yes.
So you said it's a little bit about the money, and you gave us a couple of examples. And mm-hmm. Speaking of the money, if people wanted to know, because I know that you're very transparent, how do they find out where their money is going?
So they find out where our money is going from our website. So on our website, there's a plethora of information about PTO, what events are coming up. Our financials are out there.
Right.
Our meeting minutes are out there, but they can see where each and every dime is spent out on our website. So if they go to
www.ogs.org
and look under that resources tab, and underneath that in alphabetical order, you'll see PTO, and just click on that link and it takes you right to our website.
Perfect. I've also got it linked down under the Braves news just for quicker access.
Awesome.
So it's all out there. Absolutely. How can you know, most of our children have two working parents, and if they don't have the time during the day, how else can they help out with PTO and helping the classrooms?
Volunteer. So our parents can sign up to volunteer either with PTO. You can do it in the room as a room parent, or even through your teacher, just letting them know, what kind of small jobs can I do? I can't come in Monday through Friday because I work a full-time job, but I can help out on the weekends. So you can ask the teacher if there's something that you can do for the teacher inside the classroom that would help them out. Or if you have a little bit more time on your hand, you can also sign up with PTO. And we have small roles to large roles where you can help for a small amount of time. Like on Fridays, we have ice cream sales. Those are an hour and a half time frames that we have out there. We also have the book fair that they can help you out with the book fair. Even if they say, I can only give you 1 hour, Mr. Blum.
I can
1 hour
use
is
it.
Amazing. Secret Santa, when we have our Secret Santa event, same thing. And just any of our events setting up during the event, after the event. But if you can only spare 30 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, let us know. We are very accommodating, but volunteers inside the classroom, outside the classroom, and at home are wonderful.
That's awesome. And even recently, you were asking about someone who could help coordinate some of the spirit nights, and that was not necessarily something that had to take place between the 9 and 5 job.
Correct. Like, so our spirit night coordinator, and we have several different volunteer coordinating positions available out there on our website as well. And our spirit night coordinator, something as simple as we already have a list of restaurants that we use to contact them and set up a date. And they usually set the time and how much they're going to give back to our organization. So all you have to do is set up a date and then we kind of take it from there. So really it's just a simple phone call to the contact that we already provide to you and making those reservations for the date.
Easy enough.
Yes.
You did have a big transition this year. We've been doing Spring Fest for years, which always kind of came up in a really busy time of the year. So y'all made the choice to move it to fall. How did that go this year?
It went really well. We were a little bit nervous because we had our event in the spring. And then 5 months later, we had that identical event, but in the fall. So we will not have a Spring Fest this year because our Oaktoberfest was our Spring Fest. So it was a little bit of a transition, but the positive feedback we received from that just encourages us even more for next year in October. Be ready for Oaktoberfest because it's coming soon.
Okay, well, last fall we had the big fun run, which raised a lot of money, and we had Fall Fest, which also raised some money, but you've got events in the springtime that are not necessarily fundraisers, right?
Correct. So we have events, what we call give back events, that aren't necessarily promoted to affect our bottom line because we are giving back to the students. Not every time when we're taking in money are we like, oh, we have to make a fundraiser out of this.
Secret Santa.
Secret Santa. Not a fundraiser. It's a give back event. We also have give back events with our movie night. Even though it's a big production, a lot of parents do not know that the movie license alone is almost $350. So we're starting with that being in the negative, so to say. So when we are selling the candies and the drinks and even the pizza, that's all going back towards that $350 that we've spent for the movie license.
Right.
So which usually balances itself out with the amount of parents and families that we get for those kinds of nights. And same with our bingo night, where when we get that bingo night up and running, it's more of a give back event. We don't make money off those events. It basically turns itself into another event. So Secret Santa, we bring in a certain amount, and then we take that same amount and put it back into Secret Santa for the following year.
Gotcha. That's awesome. And I'm looking forward to the bingo night. It sounds like a neat plan.
Oh, it's amazing. I can't wait.
So it sounds like we have a very busy springtime coming up. And, of course, parents can find out by checking out
the website.
The website, yep. At www.oges.org. And don't forget, parents, that we'll also have those nominations coming up soon. So if you're looking for to be a little bit more active in PTO, please look for information coming out about that. That'll come through Parent Square and, of course, be on the school's website also. Ms. Bodnar, we appreciate everything that you do here at Oak Grove. I mean, speaking on behalf of the teachers, and I know our students really appreciate it. You have done a lot to help out with the different events that go on in the library, and we appreciate that very much also.
Well, thank you. We enjoy giving back to our teachers, our students, and our staff.
Thanks for listening, Oak Grove families. This has been episode 4 with our PTO president once again, and we appreciate you listening into our podcast. Next month, I hope to get some of the technology competitors. We had some outstanding turnout from some of our students, not only at the Fayette competition, but also at the regional, and they will advance to state. And maybe we can generate some interest for some students by next year also, especially following all the successes we've had here. Once again, thank you so much for listening. If you have any suggestions on what you would like to hear on our podcast, please feel free to email me at blum.kenneth@fcboe.org. Thanks for listening.
The OGN Monthly Podcast is a production for the families of Oak Grove Elementary School, Fayette County Public Schools, Georgia. Archived episodes can be found at www.oges.org.